visit with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
Praise God. Examine and test and evaluate your own self to see whether you're holding to your faith and showing the proper fruit. So we're going to examine, but this is going to be a good examination because you're going to make some adjustments and you're going to get stirred up. And I'm going to tell you, God is going to position you to be able to receive these blessings that he's been wanting to give to you and just been things holding it up. Hallelujah. How many of you know that you can get into an area where you're doing things that's blocking your blessing? Well, we want to remove the hindrance tonight. Hallelujah. Everybody say, remove the hindrance. Go ahead and give the Holy Ghost the authority. Go ahead and remove the hindrance from your life. Go ahead and say, Lord, remove the hindrance. Remove any hindrance from my life. Some of y'all already know what's hindering you. But you got to stir up yourself and get on fire for God and allow God to work his plan in your life so you can have God's best. Amen. 1 Corinthians 11:28. It says, even when taking communion, let a man examine himself. And only when he has done so should he eat of the bread and drink of the cup. So even when, before you're taking communion, you should examine your heart. Examine your motives. Make sure that there's not anything in you that's not like God. I can remember as a young Christian, I mean, I used to pray, Father, if there's anything in me not like you, take it out. Just remove it. Just anything you find in me that's not like your character, that's not like you, go ahead and remove it out of my life. I want it all gone. I don't want nothing in me unclean. Praise God. Boy, I'm going to tell you, give God that kind of control over your life. I'm going to tell you, he's going to put you on a highway to blessing. Praise God. So, and then we can allow God, as I said, to examine us. Psalm 26:2 says, put me on trial, Lord, and cross-examine me. Test my motives in my heart. How many want the Lord to put you on trial? Now, this is not a condemnation trial. Because the Lord doesn't condemn us. Amen. Jesus didn't come into the world to condemn us, but that the world through him might be saved. What he'll do is he'll show you wrong motives in your heart, a wrong behavior, wrong attitudes, so that you can be a partaker of his holiness. You have to allow God to correct you. The Bible says he corrects us, not to harm us, but so that we would be partakers of his holiness. In other words, God has so much to share with us. He has so much to give. He has so much that he wants to bless us with. But if we allow things in our life that's not of him, then it hinders him from blessing us the way he wants to bless us. How many of y'all want to really move the hindrance? How many of you know God got more in store for you than what you got? Yeah, you can. I'm going to tell you, he got a lot more for you. God has abundance for you. And if you're not in that area of abundance that where you know you should be, then you know you need to make some adjustments. Psalm 26:2, the Amplified says, examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Test my heart and my mind. So a lot of times you'll be tested because it's through the test you find out your character. Amen. How many of you know that's true? Sometimes the Lord set things up. They're just a test for you because he wants you to know what's in you. He already knows what's in you. He'll test you so you can find out what's in you. For instance, if the cashier give you too much change back, how many of y'all count that as a blessing? Glory to God, gave her 20 and she gave me 30 back. Boy, the Lord sure is good. God is so faithful. That's a test of your character. I was believing God I was sowing by the hundreds. So I'm believing God, I'm reaping by the hundreds. I mean, that's my confession. I'm reaping by the hundreds. And one morning, I walked in on my job and looked down on the sidewalk, And there was, I think, $800, $100 bills. So when I saw that money up there, I just real cool, just reached down there and scooped it up, kept on walking. Then I looked at that money. I said, look at all them $100 bills. And the devil say, you've been believing for hundreds. But I also saw, I don't know why, that morning I did, from way from the street, I saw, I don't know why, but I saw this individual that just caught my attention. And I couldn't understand why on that particular day was a truck driver. Why I noticed a truck driver that was way up the road there. Why did I look at that truck driver that day? It was a woman. So I said, I bet you all these people, I mean, it's been 100 people done passed down this sidewalk this morning. How could all them people step over this money? I mean, just as plain. And so I stopped. I called a guard. I told him, I said, hey, there was a truck driver just came in before I came through the gate. I said, when they check out, because they had to come sign the book, I said, ask her if she lost any money. And then I didn't tell him how much money it was. And sure enough, in about 30 minutes, he called me and said, yeah, this lady says she lost her money. I said, well, tell her I got it. It's all here. Boy, I'm going to tell you, that lady was so happy because she said, my husband just gave me this money this morning. This was my road money. And I was just thinking about how I was going to call my husband back and tell him that I lost $800. I knew right then that there was a character test of what I was going to do with that money because nobody saw me pick it up. I could have kept that money. Could have had a good time with it, $800. But I knew that wasn't my money when I picked it up. I said, this money ain't mine. So God will test you. He will allow the test to come so you can find out what's in you. Sometimes we got some wicked stuff in us and we don't know about it until a test comes. Okay? So the Lord will examine us that way and he'll point out things in our character that's not like him. And we have to allow him to do it. Now, let's go through some things, some key areas that need constant attention to stay strong in the Word and strong in the Lord. There's some key areas that you just have to check up on all the time if you're going to keep walking with the Lord. Because a little bit of error may not seem like a lot, but the longer you walk in error, the bigger the error gets. In other words, if I marked a straight line from here to that building across the street, I had a straight line there, and I say, now, I need to stay on this straight line, but if I got off by 1 degree, if I got off just by 1 degree, you can't even measure 1 degree with your eye. By the time I got to that building there, I wouldn't be nowhere near the target. So it's important that we examine ourselves, allow the Lord to test us and examine us, and then make the adjustments. So I'm going to give you some areas here that you need to look at and you need to examine yourself in this area. The first area is your word life. How is your word life? All right, you say, Pastor, what is your word life? That means how much time do you spend with your Bible? How much time do you spend with the Word of God? Now, what are we talking about your word life? When we talk about your word life, we're talking about reading, meditating, and studying the Word. Reading, meditating, and studying. Now, reading is very important because if you don't read, you don't have anything to meditate on. If you don't ever read the Bible, then you will be living off of stale bread. A word God gave you 3 years ago. So you have to read, and I'm amazed at how many times in the scripture it talks about how they just read the word. So we need to read the Bible regularly. You really need to read it every day. But it needs to be something that's consistent. The Bible says when Jesus was tempted by the devil, when he came to the synagogue, what did he do when he got to the synagogue? When he went in, the Bible says, in Luke chapter 4, says they handed to him the book of the prophet Isaiah, and he stood up to do what? To read. And guess what he did? He read and he sat down. Can you imagine that? Wouldn't that be something if I came in one Sunday and just opened the Bible and read and went and sat down? Y'all would be like, what's wrong with Pastor today? Well, I would be just following in the footsteps of Jesus. The minute he just went in, they read. Look at all the scripture in the Bible says, and they read the law of Moses every Sabbath. The people come together and they listen to somebody read the word. Paul told Timothy, until I come, give attention to reading. So you can't stop reading the word. I know this is a sensitive area because the devil don't want you to read your Bible. And anytime you get ready to read, there's 100 things that come up that you got to do that have to be done right now to keep you out of that Bible. How many of you get ready to go to church? The devil say, you don't need no Bible to church. The pastor going to read everything to you. No, you need to bring your own Bible so you can read for yourself. So reading, 1 Timothy 4:13. Meditation, Joshua 1:8. And study, 2 Timothy 2:15. Then when we're talking about your word life, you know, you read the word, you meditate the word, you study the word. Everybody here ought to be a student of the word. Just imagine if everybody here was a student of the word. That everybody's reading. Do you know how much power would be in this church if everybody just read and meditated in the word and studied the word? I'm going to tell you, every time the devil stuck his head up, he would get hit. Right? But he can attack people that don't have no word in them. If you ain't got no word, you're an easy target. Because the devil don't respect you because you're a Christian. The only thing he respects is the word of God. Because that's the only thing that he's subject to is Jesus Christ and the word. He come to get the word. You read the parable of the sower. He comes to get the word. He ain't scared of Greg to have it. He's scared of the word that Greg will get on the inside of him. That word has to live in you and abide in you. Everybody say, I got to get the word on the inside. You see, a part of being a Christian is that you have to allow God to take this word off these pages and let him lodge them down in your spirit.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center. I trust that you've received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $5 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship services. We're located at 4701 Lee Street in Alexandria, Louisiana, just 2 blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
Hello, I'm Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I'd like to tell you about my new book,